I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
If you thought a 9-month pregnancy was long, imagine being stranded in outer space for 9 months. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. Have you been following the NASA astronauts that finally returned to Earth? They were supposed to be up at the International Space Station for a week and instead wound up staying up there orbiting the lab for 9 months. Talk about insanity.
No, I couldn't handle it.
And let's hope that you really get along with who you're stuck with. I always talk about how working on a radio show like this, the dynamic that we have here, Radar's across the board, I'm here by my computer.
Yep.
It's like a 4-hour road trip every day with the same person. Every single day, we are stuck in the studio.
With bathroom breaks.
And we've got to talk to each other all the time. I mean, good thing we're friends. We've known each other over 20 years. We've got a good history there. But I think about being stuck in outer space.
And you don't know when you're getting off the ride.
For nine months?
Here we know, like, okay, maybe we got a meeting later, blah, blah, blah. And we get to go home. They're stuck in outer space. You're like, oh my gosh, when are we getting out of here? I don't know. I'm all talked out. I don't want to talk right now. I need to be alone. I can't. You're right next to me. How does that...
And then I picture that...
That's a long time, too.
And then I picture what it's like in outer space, that you're looking at this person with their hair standing straight up. You're just floating around.
I was thinking, like, here, you can look out the window. Oh, the sun's shining today. Oh, it's raining. Oh, it's snowing. Oh, look at those birds. Look at the doe that just ran across the yard. What do you do in space? Look at that. Vast nothing.
That's so crazy.
Oh my gosh.
Jimmy Fallon was talking about it too.
Here's some good news. Today, the Boeing astronauts who were stranded at the International Space Station for 9 months finally returned to Earth. All right. Welcome. Right now, they're the first people in history to honestly text someone, sorry, just saw this.
No.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. Still, that's crazy. Where were you stranded? It was definitely not 9 months, but were you ever stranded somewhere and totally stuck?
Stuck somewhere, like...
Because I think about, we've been stranded. This was my fault.
You had a problem?
I messed up.
Oh.
When we were on the kayaks...
I was going to say you were up north, weren't you?
We were up north kayaking with friends, and I was responsible for the key because our car was parked where we were done kayaking. And then we had the car up at the top of the river, miles and miles up the river, where we were all dropped off. And I left the key for our car in the drop-off car. So we all got out of the river. We are getting attacked by horseflies. This is 4th of July weekend.
Nasty.
Up north.
Yeah.
It's probably 103 degrees out. I'm not even kidding you. This was so hot. We were tired. We were out of water. Sunburned, horse flies. We're still having a great time with our friends. We're carrying the kayaks to our car. And then all of a sudden, I'm feeling around. And I thought I left. The keys were lost in the river. That was my first thought, which was terrifying.
Yeah.
And then I realized, oh, I left them on the seat because I was putting sunscreen on. And I thought, I don't want to get sunscreen on the keys. So I'm just going to set it on the seat. And then we ended up going into the river. So what ended up happening is we had to hitchhike with some locals, local teenagers, very trusting up north. Took our buddy Dave up to the truck where they got the keys. They drove us back. Oh, my gosh. And I remember telling everybody, this is going to be funny. We're going to laugh about this one day as we are just getting totally eaten alive by horse flies. And that was total only about 2 hours, not 9 months.
At my sister's wedding back in the day, my dad was stranded because everybody was assigned a car and a driver in the family would take you to the reception. And I remember getting to the reception and everyone's freaking out. And I was like, what? What? I stood up with one of my sister's friends and they're like, where's dad? He's still at the church because somebody
you
who
left
was
dad at the church.
Somebody who was supposed to drive him and my mom took my mom and thought my dad was going with somebody else. He was at the church. This is in the day with no cell phones. Somebody had to cruise back. I think my brother went back to get him. Oh, man. You talk about when you're stranded and you look back and you laugh. Everybody in the family looks back and laughs at that. Dad, God rest his soul, to his grave.
He wasn't
laughing at that.
How are you going to forget the dad?
I was stranded.
I am the dad of the bride or the groom.
Nobody does that. You don't do the bride.
I am the dad.
Yeah.
I'm the father of the bride.
Nobody does
There's
that.
There's movies made about this.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, if you're stranded, give us a call. Hey, Packer fan Tiffany, it's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. So where were you stranded?
Austria.
How are you stranded in Austria? That actually sounds awesome.
Well, when I was in the service, we had went to Austria, like on a little road trip, and we were stranded there because we couldn't figure out how to get back home.
Wait, how did you actually get there?
We drove there, but like in Germany, it's called the Autobahn, and in Austria, it's called the Auto. It's called something else, and we couldn't figure out like which roads to take to get back home. So it took us like 5 hours to figure out how to get back home.
Here you are in the military and you're lost.
Yes. Now, okay.
Exactly.
Let's be real though. Who was to blame? Who was the person that was responsible and they didn't do their job?
Oh, it was the husbands. Totally.
Oh, you gotta blame.
Totally, because they're the ones that suggested let's go and check out Austria. And we're like, okay, let's go.
You know why? Because us husbands, we sit there and go, no. It just goes this way. We'll just follow this.
Because you don't want to ask directions.
You don't want to ask for directions at all.
How did you finally get out of there, and how long did it take you?
It took us like 5-6 hours, and we didn't get home till like, I want to say like 7 or 8 o'clock that next morning.
How did you finally figure it out?
I don't even remember. It was so long ago.
Wow. And I'm sure at the time, no one was laughing. But now, a funny story to share later.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
Yes.
Packer Van Tiffany, that's pretty bad. You're in another country. You don't know the language. There's no smartphones, internet there at that time.
No.
And men wonder why they have the stereotype of they're not good with directions.
I'm good. We're not going to stop and ask. We know where we're going.
We know where we're going. We're in another country. And we can't speak the language.
I'm to blame too. Absolutely.
Right.
Thanks, Packer Van Tiffany.
Yeah.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.